Book of Equanimity, Case 1. One day, the world-honored one ascended to the rostrum. Manjushri struck with the gavel and said, "Contemplate clearly the Dharma of the Dharma King. The Dharma of the Dharma King is just like this." Thereupon, the world-honored one descended from the rostrum. We can translate some of these words differently. Some people say, when you realize the Dharma King's Dharma, the Dharma King's Dharma is just as is. Not slightly different. Clearly observe the Dharma of the King of Dharma. The Dharma of the King of Dharma is this. So, the Buddha climbs up, so to speak, ascends to the seat where he's usually gives a talk, from where he gives a talk. In our Zendo, there isn't any raised seat, but in many Dharma halls in America, in China, in Japan, in other places, even in India, there was a raised or there is a raised seat from which talks are given. So the Buddha ascends to the seat. And those of us in the audience turn and pay attention. Watch, see. So Manjushri strikes and says, when you realize, when you see, clearly see the Dharma King's Dharma. The Dharma King's Dharma is just as is. My first and second teachers used to often, during long sessions, Soen Roshi would have us stand up in middle of Zazen. We were sitting for a long time, and he would have us do exercise of just lifting our arms up and saying, all is realized as it is. All is awakened as is. And variations of that. And then after a while, we would sit back down. All is as is. Just as is. All is just this. Just as is. Maizumi Roshi used to often remind us, appreciate this life. Clearly see, he didn't say this, but this Dharma, clearly contemplate, just like this. This is the fundamental point of practice. It's always just here, as is, being just this moment. And yet, we miss it. What? How do we miss it? how do we refuse to see, refuse to appreciate as is? That's always where our practice effort is called for. Contemplate clearly what this is, because we refuse to contemplate, to see this as is, to realize what's right here, right now. How do we refuse? Well, each of us know the many ways we refuse to observe the moment because, and you fill in the because. All you have to do is notice the because, where you're fogging up the observation, the contemplation, the experiencing of the moment with what you're holding on to. Not what's arising, but how we're holding on to it and playing with it, is that's exactly where our practice is. In a way, no need for anyone to ascend the seat and say anything. And there were times when the world-honored one ascended the seat and no more was needed. In fact, that's exactly what this case is. Getting on to the seat for the talk, for the presenting of the Dharma which is our life, the life of the universe. See, there is our task of clearly observing, of contemplating clearly, whichever way you use, say it in English, whatever words we use are just hints of what our task is to do. Because often we blind ourselves so that we can't clearly appreciate, experience our life. Different teachers encourage it in different ways. I've been told by Suzuki Roshi students that he used to say, in many ways, you're perfect as you are, and you could use some improvement. That's our seeing clearly the Dharma that is our life. Contemplate, see, realize, in a way remind ourselves, come back to the mind of being this moment as is. We are nothing but that, except when we insist otherwise. So, getting onto the rostrum, getting off the rostrum, the world-honored one descended from the rostrum, descended from the seat. Nothing more is needed, and yet we need something, because we don't see the truth. We don't see. So when we're not seeing, right there is our opportunity to notice the not seeing that get where and how something's getting in the way. Where and how something is getting in the way. The reality is right before our eyes, and yet we miss it. one translation of the verse on this is the unique breeze of reality. Do you see? Do you see it or not? Unique breeze of this moment. This very moment. That's our improvement of on the perfection of what and how our life is. What and how our life is. See, so our task is to encounter all the Buddhas, all the forms of the Dharma of the Dharma King of our day. Or contemplate, notice where and how caught in self-centered dreams, thoughts about. Doesn't matter if we're talking about the Dharma in our room or some story that we've seen on the media, some memories that come up. All of those, if we can't see them clearly, then the true wind of the moment is missed. The truth of what this moment is missed. So then, as one translation, Mother Nature goes on weaving warp and woof. Mother Nature goes on weaving. Mother Nature, meaning the reality creation. Mother Creation moves incessantly her loom and shuttle. So this is the life of the universe that's constantly being set forth in front of us. But if we're blinded to it, then we miss this reality of cause and effect, if I use that word. You don't have to explain where it comes from, except that we have all sorts of ways that it's our opportunity and yet our job to clearly observe the reality of the moment, to clearly appreciate and experience this being right here. Being right here. When I worked on this koan with Maizumi Roshi, after we had worked on the koan, Maizumi Roshi made a few comments that he said, this is a very clear koan. And he says, I quote, I want you to know that this passage of Manjushri, this passage clearly observed the Dharma of the Dharma King, the Dharma of the Dharma King is just thus. This passage is still used in various ceremonies, ascending the mountain, opening new temples, Shinsan Shiki. And he made a point of saying, I want you to keep this in mind. I took notes when I did koan with Maizumi Roshi, so I have the notes of, I didn't do it while we were in Doksan, or Sanzen, but afterwards I would write it down, both how I, what should I say, sometimes struggled with it. I wrote that down too. It's not very pleasant sometimes to see how blind I was to certain things, but it's very useful. It's not necessary to keep track of how and where we get blinded or caught up, except that it's necessary for us to notice the being caught up in order to be able to release that, not to try to push it away. It's just more of the loom and shuttle of our life, including our thoughts and feelings. No problems with those, except when we notice them for what they are, then they don't blind us from seeing the reality of the Dharma King, just this moment, being just this moment, being just this moment. It's not a matter of seeing, but being and manifesting. So, when Manjushri's words are done, the world-honored one gets down from the seat, all taken care of. Getting down from the seat is seeing just this, nothing more that's needed. You get it, sit down, stand up. Right there is the Dharma of the Dharma King. Please appreciate it. Please manifest it. Please be the perfection that is your life. Appreciate the life of the universe that you are. Thank you.